Praise the Lord. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for allowing me to come. We have a very brief word for you tonight that I believe is going to transform your thinking. Number one, we're very clear about the fact that the Bible reveals that God is attracted to region takers. It is proven throughout the Word of God. We see when Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, they had got a little bit stuck on stupid in that. In the second letter to the church at Corinth, he began to write to them in the 10th chapter and the 12th verse. He says, you are comparing yourselves among yourselves. And he says, this is not wise. He says, you're numbering yourself among yourself. You're measuring yourself among yourselves. You're commending yourself among yourselves. And they had gotten caught up into very much the way a lot of ministry is done today, in that people are propping up each other's images. And they had taken their eyes off the prize. They've taken their eyes off the assignment of the regions beyond. Tonight, it is all about the reach. It is about how many can we reach. Pastor Andre and Jenny didn't just wake up one day and say, you know, we're going to go to the United States and start a broadcast there and start a network there. And they didn't just wake up one day and say, we're going to have a network here in East London. I mean, only God could take the Eastern Cape and put it in their heart that from this region, this southern region of the world, of this continent, to broadcast and to reach the world from here. And then not only just the U.S. and not only the continent of Africa, but U.K. and throughout Europe as well. I believe that God is waking up his people. The church there at Corinth had gotten caught up into doing ministry as usual and comparing themselves among themselves. And Paul was like, what? He says, this is not wise. Do you not realize that there are regions beyond? Here they were, the church at Corinth, sitting at the corridor of Asia Minor, which Asia and Europe meet together. Here this was a church that had an opportunity to be a reach to Azerbaijan, to Armenia, to Iraq, to Iran, which we know today as Iran, in those days Persia, we know today as Iraq, in those days Babylon. And they had an opportunity to be the influence and the reach to Thessalonica and to Macedonia and to just Greece and so many different regions around Athens, all around them. And in the awesome opportunity of reach, they were caught up into comparing themselves among themselves and measuring themselves among themselves. And Paul began to say to them, my desire was that when I brought this gospel to you, I did not build upon another man's platform. Paul's desire was to reach the unreached, to reach the unengaged. And that is the heart's cry of this network, is to reach those who have not been reached. I'm speaking to Americans today. I'm speaking to those in UK today and throughout the continent of Africa. The moment we take our eyes off the harvest and we no longer have the heartbeat and the passion of God to continue to reach those who have not been reached. There are 7.2 billion people on the face of the earth, and still 3/4 of them have not been reached. 500,000 people die every day without ever hearing the mentioned name of Jesus Christ. 130 million children have never entered a classroom. 33,000 children die every day because of starvation. 1/4 of the world has no access to clean water. Saints of God, we don't have time to play church. We don't have time to measure ourselves among ourselves. We don't have time to compete with another. There are regions unreached. We cannot take our eyes off of what the assignment is all about. Here, Paul the Apostle was trying to get them to understand that my desire, and I love it in the Mirror Bible. He said, it's my desire that you would allow me to be an extension of your influence. My God, my God. Is that not why we are here? In the King James, it says, my desire is that I would be an expansion, that you would be an expansion of my reach. So tonight, those of you, whatever time of the day you're watching, and wherever in the world you're watching, and whenever it's replayed, when you partner today, or whenever you're watching, with Faith Broadcast Network, you allow Faith Broadcast Network to be an expansion and an extension of your reach. So when we think about so many regions, there is a region called the 1040 window. And the 1040 window is a geographical location that extends from the very tip of Eastern Asia to the very tip of Northwest Africa. It goes as far south as Sudan and as far north as Turkey. In this geographical region of the world that makes up a type of a window, the five major religions of the world are housed. Shintoism, Islam, Buddhism, are you hearing me? Animus, and the five major religions, Judaism, all there. And the religions that oppose the freedom of the gospel and the gospel having free course the most are housed in that part of the world. But this is what we've done for the most part. We keep taking water to the ocean instead of having a vision like Faith Broadcast Network to say, it's not enough for us to have a network here in East London. It's not enough for us just to reach the continent of Africa. It's not enough for us to reach UK. We have been given a mandate to go across the waters and to reach the United States and the Americas, and the best is still yet to come. What a wonderful opportunity to be a part of a reach. There are so many people in the United States that have heard but have not committed. So there's assignment. I thank God for Pastor Andre and Jenny that have said, we will not be intimidated, though there are many other networks or whatever is there. It has nothing to do with the assignment that God has given us. Because the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, the 24th verse, everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, that have I given unto you. So they begin to tread their feet in the United States and say, God, you have given us this land. This is our assignment. We shall not retreat. We didn't come to take sides. They came to the United States to take over the network and to wake up the sleeping giant. Let's go back to the church at Corinth for a minute. They were missing out on a golden opportunity that from that church as a launching place, from that geographical location, which is now what we would know as a part of the 1040 window, they were given the opportunity to reach the unreached. But they had taken their eyes off the prize. I'm reminded of when, maybe it's a couple of years ago, we have been warned that it is not a good time to go into DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There was a particular hostile territory, a war zone area that they said is restricted. You can't come in. And so we endeavored to get visas to get in. Nobody would give us visas. They weren't granted visas. And so we began to go before the Lord of hosts and say, Father, no does not mean no until you say no. I'm talking to someone tonight that needs to understand. You're believing for an open door in an arena of business. You're believing God to operate in an arena of business that perhaps your gender or your color or your nationality or the economy that you have or the money you have to work with, you don't qualify. But when God opens a door, no man can close. No does not mean no until God says no. So they said, no, we couldn't go. Long story short, we began to cry out to the living God. And God put it in my heart in a time of prayer to call a particular person that worked at the UN. We called and we said, we're told that your country is not giving out visas. And listen to what she said. Who told you that? I said, well, we call all of your embassies and we call Washington, D.C., we call New York, and they said that there are 300 passports sitting on the desk. They're not granting any visas, and that passports, over 300 passports, have been sitting there for 4 weeks. She said, I'm giving out visas all day long. She said, you get your passport here to New York and you'll get a visa today. Well, here I was in North Carolina. How am I going to get my passports to Washington, D.C.? So the passports were held up in D.C., the passports to New York. I called up a pastor that was in D.C. I said, I need you to meet on the New Jersey Turnpike with a pastor that's in New York. I need you guys to meet, get these passports. We had one day to get them granted and catch the flight the next day. Long story short, God had gone ahead of us. When we called the woman at the embassy, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. She wasn't even supposed to be at work. What was she answering the phone there in the UN center at 6 o'clock in the morning? But when God has gone ahead of you and God has prepared a way for you, God is attracted to region takers. And tonight we are making history. And a door that seemed to be closed by man was opened already by God, because God had gone ahead of me. The Bible says in Psalm 2 verse 8, ask of me the nations and I will give you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. I feel the Holy Ghost in this studio tonight. And for those of you that are believing God for something that seemingly has been barricaded and seemingly has been hostile to get into it. And they told us, even our host when we're in Congo says, if you go into Bukavu and if you go into Goma, that is a conflict zone. Dr. Bailey, we can't go with you. But I'm here to tell you, God is with you like God is with this network. And those of you that are watching from Nigeria, you need to begin to sow the Naira, whatever amount that God would give to you. Those of you that are watching from the United States, begin to let God speak to you to what amount of dollars he would have you to give. Those in the Francophone countries, the CDs, the francs, whatever your currency is, those in South Africa, the rands, we're not trying to manipulate you to give an amount. We're just simply asking you to listen to God, obey God. And I want to pronounce a blessing for those that would be willing to be region takers today, that would be willing to say, as I help them take regions, as I help them penetrate through the 1040 window, as I help them penetrate where the people are most densely populated and least reached, I believe that what I make happen for God, God's going to make happen for me, my household, my business, my finances, my health, and whatever it is that you're believing God. I want you to begin to stand in agreement tonight. Choose to make a decision to partner with Faith Broadcast Network. And I decree in the name of Jesus, as you become a region taker with this network, no good thing will he withhold from you as you walk uprightly and dare to believe him. Put your hands together and give God some crazy praise tonight.
Oh, what a time. Hallelujah.